Sometimes you gotta take a moment, or perhaps 7 minutes, and let the people know just how much they mean to you. But first, DJ, let me hear that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and today I want to send out a gigantic thank you. That could have gone either way. Well, gigantic what? A gigantic thank you to all of you. The other day I received in the mail a set of these dope ass tumblers that my guy Jonathan McGrutter, I taught him out in Hampton, Virginia. Sand edge lasers. I don't really know how he made these things, but they have the logo, my logo on them. They have the hashtag P4520 logo on them. It's actually, if you don't know what I'm talking about, head to Instagram or my website and you can see the picture of these glasses. I used it as the cover art for today's episode. And man, when I opened this thing up, I was just freaking floored. Like, you guys out there are incredible. And not because you send me gifts or anything like that, but Jonathan, that was the best freaking gift I've ever received. Like, things awesome. I mean, these things are gonna go so well with the bourbon that my dude Kyle Maddox sends. Like, you guys are trying to get me drunk and I ain't mad about it. I did also receive some coasters at some point in time from one of you guys once, and I'm not gonna lie, those are pretty cool too. So, because Lord knows I needed them, I was using these like kind of chaka-chaka things. So now I guess I can use the coasters and the tumblers together. And explosion, amazingness. But you guys are so supportive and have been so supportive of everything that I do. And I wanted to just say thank you. I wish I could give back in some tangible way to all of you, and I would probably then just be living in my Jeep. I don't know, but thank you. Truly, I wanted to take a moment, take an episode to just say thank you. You guys listen to me on my soapbox. You guys watch my videos. You DM me. You email me. I got someone out there who even sends me letters. True hard copy letters. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So thank you, right? I mean, I'm taken aback. And there's nothing better than gratitude, right? Like, just being able to express gratitude and just, I'm endlessly, endlessly thankful. I do look at the reviews. I know I ask you guys to leave reviews for the podcast and subscribe and stuff like that, just because it helps with the algorithms, whatever it's called, so that people can find it. But I read these reviews and I would love to be able to write back to them, but I don't know if there is a way. I haven't figured it out. So thank you. Let me actually pull it up. Let me pull it up right now. There's 28 ratings, which I am floored by. And there's like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of these written ones. BV the PT, Unstoppable RC, Kate Dougherty, Desi 44, J Dowling 017, Sarah PTA, Harpoo at N, at sign, and it's Brandon from HET. You guys, thank you for leaving these comments. If I could write back, I would. I also, maybe there are comments on some other platform, but I don't know how to find those. So, you know, thank you for writing those. And, you know, some of you have written on my, in the show notes kind of thing. Thank you. Like, I wish that I had a bigger word or a bigger phrase to express what I'm feeling. Just extreme, extreme gratitude. I think back to, you know, starting this movement journey, this social media journey, and folks like Sammy Black Sox, man, been there from the beginning. And it was incredible to actually meet him for the first time in person the other week. But it's like, I already felt like I knew this guy. Like, I was kind of a little nervous, but also felt like I knew him because he's been there every step of the way. And, you know, it's been, 3, 4 years of doing this. And it's just like, I've made some awesome friends. Doug Shields, Mike, I think, man, you like comment on every post that I make. And I love you for it. Right? Like, so many people to be grateful for and thankful for. And my Rock Tape family, Allison, has just been a godsend for me. Who else? Who else do I want to thank? All of the people. Doc Jen Fit, you've helped me so much. Just sitting on my couch and just talking to me. Danny Matei, spelled like Mata, kind of like what's a Mata, but that's not how it's pronounced. You can actually check out the episode I did with him. I'll link it in the show notes so you can hear how it's pronounced, why we say it that way. But I had a convo with this dude, and he just lit a fire under my ass. He sparked some shit, and I am super, super grateful. Speaking of sparking some shit, Jimmy McKay, the Jimmy McKay, he's honestly the reason I started this podcast. Like, he gave me the kick in the ass, he gave me the resources, he gave me the education, he gave me just so much, and I'm endlessly, endlessly grateful. He gave me his voice. Honestly, the intro to this, that is my guy, Jimmy McKay. I was like, Jimmy, can you just say this for me, and I'm going to put it as my intro, and he was like, yeah, no problem. Like, he gave me his voice, right? The guy would probably give me the shirt off of his back. My girl, Dr. J-Pop, banging her fist and really holding me accountable. My right hand, Lex Lancaster. My other right hand, Stacy. Like, I only had two right hands. I don't have any left hands. Lord knows I can't do anything with that hand. So I got two right hands, Lex and Stacy, just helping me out with everything. You know, Ruben, you bought that PT blueprint and really showed me that the affiliate model is something that can work, that I should be looking into. You know, I can't forget about my guy, Anthony. He's been there since the beginning, like day one of the real journey in real life. My girl, Caroline, who she did my dope logo. So you guys want something as cool as that? Well, get a friend like her, hire her. We just talk about taking over the world. And my new compadre, Tej, like, opening up my eyes to so many possibilities. And just all these people, you guys, everyone out there just believing in me and supporting me endlessly. I'm grateful beyond words. So many people to be thankful for, so much to be thankful for. And every single one of you, if I missed your name, I'm sorry. But know that every single email, every single comment, every single DM, you guys sent me the... So I know I do those videos, Insta stories of me untucking the sheets. If you haven't seen it, check out my Instagram. Sometimes they're on there. I do those Instagram stories of me untucking my sheets. And without fail, whenever that meme comes up where there's like it's like a bodybuilder dude, like a strongman, and he's pulling it looks like he's pulling a rope, and I imagine the other end of that rope is like a truck or something. But he's pulling, and he has those muscles are bulging, and on the bottom of it says like, when you try to untuck the sheets from your bed, from the hotel bed. And I get, whenever that meme makes its round, I get probably 100 sent to me from you guys. And you know what? I love every single one of them. So keep on sending them, right? I love social media. It's called social for a reason. Right? It's supposed to be social. And I've made tremendous friends, tremendous relationships there. And I thank you for just coming on this journey with me and believing in me. You guys come to my courses, you buy my shirt. It's absolutely incredible. I get as much out of these interactions as hopefully you do. You know, oh, another name, Pete Torelli, from the beginning, from the jump, speaking of, you know, tit for tat, give and take, just support from the jump. And my girl, Sarah Suds, like, you guys are just, people reach out to me asking me questions, and guess what? I learn just as much from answering them and then from asking them questions and then watching them grow and evolve and live out their dreams and live out the message that I'm hoping they take from what I'm saying. So all of you, every single one of you, thank you, truly. And last but not least, my guy, Togo Monroe. I won't say your real name on the interwebs, don't worry. Togo Monroe, it do, baby. It so do. Until next time, friends, thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Maestro. Mm-hmm.